This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
Macca and Mark Hawthorne, Joy 94.9. Emily Sexton is the Arts House Artistic Director, and Faye Bendrups is from the State Emergency Services, and they're going to tell us about a little program or an initiative of Arts House called Refuge 2019 Displacement. Now, I've read what this is about, but I want you guys to tell us what this is about, because I think it's a really, this is a really different initiative. So, who's going to go first?
I'll go first. So, Arts House has been running this program. This is its fourth year.
Sorry, this is Emily from
Hi,
Arts House.
Hi, I'm Emily. so we've been doing for 4 years this experiment, I guess, where art meets emergency, meets science. And what's quite remarkable is that we are not... We're assuming that climate change has happened, and we're leaping past that moment into the reckoning with it and dealing with the aftermath of a crisis. So, in order to understand that, we turn to our colleagues in emergency services. So, Refuge takes us through a process where we bring all these different kinds of experts together: climate scientists, academics, emergency service workers. So, we've had partnerships with the SES and
just not the Prime Minister.
Yeah, well, we needed experts. so we brought different partners together: SES, Red Cross, and Emergency Management Victoria. They all come together at the beginning of the year to think through some kind of climate emergency, and that we've done flood and heat and pandemics, and this year we're looking at displacement. And then they go through a process to think through what that might look like in a creative way and come up with a program that's happening as of next week.
So, Faye, you know, you're with State Emergency Service, and I think this is really interesting, is using, you know, the creativity of the arts world and that as a vehicle to talk about how you respond to these things. It's a different way of getting messages to people, isn't it?
It's a different way of getting messages, but it's a different experience as well. It's really fantastic. It's such a great initiative, because I think what happens in emergency services, and I'm a volunteer, I'm not part of the paid staff in SES, we react to things. When something happens, we go deal with it. It's always after the fact. But the great thing about the Refuge project is that it's using creative analytical thinking to imagine the future. And so if we can imagine something that happens and then think of and imagine a whole range of creative solutions to deal with it, I think it just puts us ahead of the game. The other thing that's really revolutionary, I suppose, is opening the project up broadly to the local community and extended community past the North Melbourne or Melbourne communities as well, and involving the community in a very active way in everything that goes on in the project. I suppose, coming from an emergency management background, we often respond to things where people either are not sure how to deal with something that's happened to them, it might be fairly minor, or they don't feel they have permission to react to it either, because there's so much information out there now about all the different emergency services, what great jobs we do, which is true, and that we can turn up and help them at any time. And some of the communities, I think, have lost a little bit of initiative, perhaps, or resilience, and Refuge is a project that really encourages that, because it involves the community actively.
I think it's an extraordinary thing. I'm sure we're going to get some blowback from 2GB, Mark. There's a bit of a climate crisis there. There's a lot of hot air in their studio, otherwise known as Alan Jones. I mean, he's a, you know, climate emergency in his
own. What car's he driving these days, Mac?
I think a Lexus or a Bentley or something. He should walk. In terms of the program, so, you know, it involves community. What sort of feedback do you get from the different communities? You know, SES is a very community-based organisation. You know, Arts House is deeply embedded you know, in the community. What sort of feedback do you get from people about this? Because it challenges the norm, doesn't it? Like, it really, it does. So what sort of feedback do you get?
Varied, because every community is different. But I think often what the project is doing is bringing a uniform into contact with someone who would only see
that person in a bad situation.
And yes, in a very desperate scenario, and instead they're seeing a person, and they're seeing that they can have an equal dialogue about something that will ultimately affect all of us. So I think it's often doing very deep work at a kind of empowering level and an empower shifting level. We've been working this year quite closely with the North Melbourne Language and Learning Centre, which is full of people who are on different kinds of pathways programs, because they're recent arrivals, which obviously makes sense, which is like in a theme of displacement. And it's a lot of what's happening is recognition, which is so powerful on a symbolic level, that they have a place and that their voices matter. And whilst that may seem quite far away from the issue of climate change, actually, when it comes to, if you do imagine forward and you imagine a scenario where we are, where the water levels have risen and there are a whole lot of migrants to Australia because we are the biggest country, and, you know, and I think what's been so difficult about this week's conversation is that this, in the Pacific, this is a very real issue for our neighbours. So Australia and Australians need to consider what it means to welcome and what it means to prepare to be a welcoming country. And that's a lot of the discussion that's happened this year. Faye, would you agree with all that?
Absolutely. And I think, just to add to that, there's a different mindset as well in people in uniform. It's a two-way thing. It's great, because a lot of the time when you're in your uniform, there's all sorts of policies and procedures and rules and regulations. It has to be that way. But at the same time, being part of the refuge project brings the people in uniform into a new experience and a new way of relating with the people that they're dealing with. And so the feedback from the community and the different groups that have been involved is not just that the people in the local community who've come along to be part of Refuge have terrific things to say back to the people in uniform, but the people in uniform are learning such a lot too from those communities and what they're saying to them.
So, Emily, this year it's Art Refuge 2019 Displacement. Is that right? It's the theme this year's displacement. Have there been other themes in previous years?
Yeah, so we started with flood and then moved to heat, 5 days of consecutive heat. Not that crazy a scenario, really, for our city. Last year we looked at pandemic, which was quite challenging, I think, for all of us, because our natural territory as, as producers of art is to bring people together. Well, that's the last thing you would do if a major flu breakout was to happen. So that was interesting.
And then it did.
And then it really did. So, you know, we're sort of in tackling these not so fantastic, not so wild scenarios at all. Displacement has been a completely different theme in a lot of ways. We're going to do it over 2 years because there's really, we've been working closely with Uncle Larry Walsh, and in his mind he would say that everyone in Australia has been displaced and that we all have some sort of experience and relationship to it. So this year we're looking very much at the First Nations experience and the North Melbourne experience, and next year we'll be looking at the Pacific Island experience as well.
So those who come along, what can they expect to see?
They can see, so there'll be installations, exhibitions, a whole lot of conversation, different kinds of learning environments, cups of tea, a lot of opportunity to share your own experience, but also to hear from the Red Cross and other kinds of people about what their experience and advice is as well.
So how do people find out, you know, when, where, cost, all that?
Most of it, the program is free. Nearly everything's free.
Oh, we like free.
Yeah.
We like free.
So there's some workshops you pay to participate in, but other than that, it's all free. So come to artshouse.com.au. The program takes place from next weekend, Saturday the 30th of August, until the 7th of September. Ends in a big community feast, so that will be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Emily Sexton and Faye Bendrips, thank you. Great initiative. I might try and get along and have a look.
Excellent.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.